Short Shifts live. Well, it's live if you're part of the Think Tank community. If you're not, you're an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. But we would love you to. That's a great way to get people to join.
Yeah.
thanks for listening to our show. We really love you. But you're an idiot if you're not part of the community. We're just kidding. We're having fun here. Toph gave me an unbelievable question this week, which I think I talked almost the entire 10 minutes because I was so excited about talking.
9:45.
Talking about TIPS. Toph, my so stupid. Sorry. My question for you is not hockey related, because you, when we initially talked about the show, we said, yeah, of course, a lot of the topics will be hockey related, but we also want to talk about some other things, get people thinking outside the box and stuff. So you're an educated man. You went to college for like 14 years. You've worked at colleges. You know, you did all this stuff, you know, however long you were there.
Or not.
Yeah. You know, you were there a lot longer than I was. Okay. What's up, Chris Herney? Love that guy. He's such a beauty. I've met his son before. Came to St. Louis. He's on the Facebook Live right now. What were your top three favorite subjects in school? I don't know how much time we got, maybe high school and college, but I'd like to start with high school because we probably have younger listeners. And things that you learned, like, did you learn things in there that like you're actually using now? You know, like I've been finding this really fascinating talking to the kids at TPH, what their favorite subjects are. And yeah, just how did they shape you? You know, I like this stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What I will say to start is that I wrongly used school like it was just something I had to do. You know, it, for me, it wasn't about the education of what I was learning. It was something I had to do to get by. Even in college, like I went to an Ivy League school with some of the most esteemed professors, the smartest people in the world. And I went to school for hockey, man. Like, and I wish I would have taken advantage of my high school and my college education a lot more.
That being said, Toph had like a very high ACT score. He had very high.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Dude, you, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You didn't have a perfect score. You had a great ACT score. You had really good grades. So that's really interesting.
What did you get on your ACT?
23. I fell asleep. Literally,
I had a 27.
27. That's money, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's not like crazy. Like 36 is like the, you
yeah,
know,
but who could say if
anyway, it was
around,
good. It was
yeah,
good. It wasn't good. Like freaking like the way that you're talking about it. Anyway.
It was good.
Anyway, going back to the Borofil. So I would encourage kids, like, honestly, like I didn't take advantage. And I think about this now years later, right? Like the education that I could have gotten and the things that I could have learned had I applied myself, like I worked hard, but it was a means to an end to play hockey. You know what I mean? Like it's high like school is a means to an end to get to college hockey. And it was like education was important to me. Like I went to school, I worked hard, things like that. But like, I really wish I would have, you know, had a better answer for you, honestly, for this. And I have an answer for you, but either way, like, anyway, I wish I would have taken advantage of the education that was presented to me. We went to a great public school in
really
outside
good.
Of Chicago. It's one of the best, like in the nation, apparently. Went to one of the top colleges in the world. So I feel like, yeah, I wish I would take advantage. Anyways, for me, I wasn't huge on math and science. I was a lot more drawn to kind of like the social sciences. So I majored in sociology in college. I wanted to major in psychology. Psychology and sociology for me were the two that really interested me. But if I wanted to be a psych major, then I would have had to take like organic chemistry and all these like really hard science courses that I would have not have survived. So I did sociology, which was really, really cool. I really enjoyed sociology, learned a lot about how systems work, learned a lot about different, you know, ways of doing things and studying different cultures, studying different communities, studying different governments. Like it was really cool. It's like basically the science of people, right? And so I really enjoyed that. I love history too. I love history. Same. History is you know, something looking back and seeing how we got to here today And history repeats itself. Like, it really does. Like, you look throughout all of history, like, it kind of goes in cycles, right? And so you can learn a lot through history too. And so, yeah, I was a little bit more drawn to like the social sciences rather than like the hard sciences. I also got my master's in sports studies. It was like a master's in coaching at Miami of Ohio, which was awesome too. There I did use my education and got a lot out of it.
How much did your sociology and psychology that you studied in college help you with your master's?
Yeah, I think sociology did. I only took a couple psych courses.
You would have made an excellent sports psychologist for sure, probably psychologist. But I think you would have made a really good sports psychologist. Like, you were reading mind books and mental strength and mind gym and stuff when we were like in like fourth grade. I'm like, I'm learning to color. And Tope's like reading like the mind gym in like fifth grade. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. It's true though. I remember Christmas on Acacia Lane, like you getting all these like sports psychology books. And I was like, what the hell is this guy?
Yeah, it's because my parents were crazy.
But awesome. Like you got so far, you were 5'4" when hockey, you had to be huge. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, I had to get an edge where I could, right?
Right.
I didn't have, I was actually journaling today and talking about when I got cut from Team USA, the Five Nations tournament back in Select 16s. And the coach told me that it was because of my height.
Right.
Just like, right. Yeah, kidding me.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I was drawn more to the social sciences, the histories, the sociologies, the psychologies. Those were my favorites.
So now, like, even though you said like, also, I mean, you have kids. I don't. I've worked with freaking thousands of kids, but like, they're not my kids. It is a different level
of
knowledge. Yeah. I'm about to have my first.
Gonna be a daddy.
Yeah. But Travis Trimble. But yeah. He says that
and the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a little throatier from the Kool-Aid man. Oh yeah. You are a huge bowl of tights, a punch bowl of tights. I will kick you and you will go down because you are top heavy.
Yes. Oh, I gave it away.
Old Darn. Dane Cook. If you know that, we can actually be friends. That's
yeah. I when you did that, oh yeah, too. I literally just spit out of water.
Yeah, I saw it. Beautiful. where was I going? Kool-Aid Man, Turnbull, reverse engineer. No.
You're talking about me having kids.
You got kids. Oh, wisdom is wasted on the old. You know, like, that's a saying for a reason. This podcast, the biggest reason I do it is something that Mike Hastings said to me my first year of juniors. He said it all the time to the Lancers, and it's one of the reasons that I live at 100 every day that I can, because he said, you don't want to be the guy on a bar stool at 35 looking back being like, I wish I would have done blank. But the reality is, so many kids waste their youth. They don't take advantage of all the different opportunities they have with their youth because they don't realize how important and how impactful they can be down the road, especially if you consistently study and learn and apply and adapt and apply and fail, learn, adapt, apply over and over and over in your studies. That's something we realize when we're older. So I don't think you're you know, weird or anything. And I also know you, and I also know you applied yourself more than so many other people I know. Like, I would put you in the top friggin' probably 5% of people I know who applied themselves when they were younger.
Yeah. But it was almost, it's not that I didn't apply myself. It's just that, like, when you're doing like homework assignments or you're listening to the teacher and stuff, it's like, okay, I have to do this so I can get a good grade on a test.
I really want to learn
this information that can help me later on, you know, in my life.
But would you agree? Maybe, isn't that like normal for kids?
I would imagine so. And that's why, like, I think it's important to say that. Like, I wish I would have had a different perspective on what going to school was, you know,
right.
It's not good grades to go to a good college or whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, you're actually like learning stuff.
Me too, man. I mean, no doubt. There is no doubt about it. I got away with straight A's pretty easily through high school. I did my homework on the bus, on the way to school, in between classes, in the class before. I never, ever did homework. I lived with you for a year. You never saw me do homework. It's because I was doing it in the class before. I'd get to school early and do it. Like, I was just able to do that. But it didn't get the most out of the experience like you're talking about. Anyways, we only got 12 seconds left on the show, but I don't know. This is really, this is something that I always find cool. Who likes what subjects? Obviously it makes so much sense that you were into sociology and psychology and you do what you do now. And thank you for the show. Thank you, listeners. Share the damn show.
And thank you, Allie, Brianne, Jeff, and Stephanie. What up, Facebook community?
Maddie wasn't there. Peace.